We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's unguarded as he triggers in to Simpson. 5-4. Baseline jumper rattles around, and it drops through! 1.7 to go. Florida out of timeouts. Samuel ahead to Clayton. Three-quarter court. A prayer. Offline to the right. And the game is over! Colorado surges past Florida on the game winner by K.J. Simpson Jr. 102-100. March Madness is unmatched.
All righty, rub it in. Rub it in. The game that busted my bracket.
How far do you have Florida going?
I had them going to the next round. So it's nothing too crazy, but, you know. Time to get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Shop online.
Northtown Kia.
Northtown Kia. Thank you. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Matt in Rochester. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. You said this is going to be a Sabres-Vent session. So
yes.
A little context for you here. I am 41 years old, born and raised in Buffalo, North Tonawanda. Played travel hockey my whole life since I was 6 years old. Played club hockey in university. Still play Thursday night men's league. So hockey has been my life, Sabres fan since birth. In 05-06, I was graduating college. And when the Sabres are making that magical run, the Sabres had a promotion where if you put down for season tickets the following year, you get playoff tickets at season ticket pricing. So my best friend and I went in on that. 319, we had season tickets for 10 years from the 06-07 season to 16-17. And so this has been my life. And the Sabres over this drought have literally sucked the enjoyment of hockey away from me in the sense that we've invested – thousands upon thousands of dollars into this team, even rightfully so, even after I moved to Rochester, because I want to feel like a part of my hometown team. I want to feel like I'm supporting them. But everything from the food in the arena until possibly recently, the arena falling apart, obviously the product on the ice has just been so non-enjoyable. I did something that I never thought I would do. I gave up my season tickets just because it wasn't worth the money, the paper it was printed on. I always thank Terry Pegula for what he's done for the Buffalo Sabres and Buffalo Bills, ensuring they'll stay in Buffalo. But if he's not free of criticism, I feel that he has put a lot of his business partners in positions of power that don't know what they're doing over and over again. And that is just permeated throughout the organization throughout the past 13 to 15 years.
Oh, Matt, we lost you there. Broke up a little bit. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll see if we can reconnect you. I'm not going to speak on any of the ownership stuff. I don't know enough to really, you know, make a claim on any of that. But I can understand how the team has essentially sucked the enjoyment out of you, right? Like, you kind of look at it to the point where, you know, they were on that magical run. You did invest in those tickets. And for the past good chunk of time, it has not been a return investment. Like you said, the on-ice product is not selling it, right? The arena, they are making changes. They're redoing the roof. They're building a new video board for it. So that's like we're seeing progress in areas, right? Like I think the on-ice product is the biggest thing that you need to fix, and that's just the team, right? At that point, you can't really fix an on-ice product without fixing the team. But you are making improvements in places, right? So and it's the best they've looked, I would say, out of the entirety of the drought these past 2 years, right? The emergence of Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, all those guys, Rasmus Dahlin getting his contract, all these guys getting their money, right? You're seeing the most commitment to the players, I guess, in a long time. And Terry Pegula and Kim Pegula, when they came in and, you know, got the Bills and Sabres together, they Pete Guelly, right? He's the COO for both of the teams. They're bringing them together again, right? I don't think anyone's without criticism with the Sabres, right? You can pick and choose any little thing you want to say. But the biggest thing for me is the on-ice product just not being there. And that's just, I feel like, going to take a little more time than people want it to. And that's the problem. It's not a quick turnaround, the best way to put it. The team has to get better. The team has to develop. You need a coach in there for a while. And it looks like they're going to run with Granato at this point. That's kind of the way it looks like it's going, because they're not really pushing anything else. And I like Don Granato. I genuinely do. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great developmental coach. A lot of people think that he's not going to be the guy to get you over the hump. And while I can definitely see the argument, I think, you know, he un-Krugered the Sabres. I think that's the big thing that I go back to, because Skinner was in fourth line jail. It was not a good team coming. It was not a good situation. You had the whole Jack Eichel situation, right, with the surgery, and he's going to the Vegas Golden Knights, and you get Tuck and Krebs and the picks, and you're kind of taking the toxicity out of KeyBank Center, right, as a coach there. And I think Don Granato's done that. He's got the culture. Him and McDermott are very like-minded in the culture they build for the teams, right? Very around the guys in the locker room. We want you to be locker room guys before anything else. And while I can understand the frustration of, hey, trust the process isn't winning games, this is the best the team has looked and the best position they've been in to make the playoffs in the past two seasons out of the entirety of the 12 years they haven't made the playoffs. So while I can see frustration and how they've sucked the life out of you, maybe I'm an optimist, right? And maybe I look to the positive in things. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And it's just, this hockey city is going to reignite as soon as the Sabres make the playoffs once. So you've seen Bruce Almighty, Evan? You seen that movie with Jim Carrey? No? No. So
okay. So
I recommend it.
Oh, I know. I know that it takes place in Buffalo, mm-hmm. and then
he's a reporter.
And then at the end, the Sabres win the Stanley Cup.
So
he
essentially he grants everyone's prayers and wishes, right? He grants everyone's, like, he just doesn't want to do it. Jim Carrey. The Sabres winning the Stanley Cup is one of them, and the city burns down because it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are rioting, pulling down.
I think about. Would that happen? Stanley Cup parade, and maybe as a fan or as a reporter, wearing a jersey and wearing shorts. That's kind of what I want to get back to, is going
hockey
to a Sabres game
in
and
shorts.
Wearing shorts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing meaningful games in March again, I guess, right?
Yeah.
kind of.
I mean, I'm tired of the
Well, it's also, we got like 5 inches of snow last
games
night.
In March, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
Also not happy about that.
No,
so.
That is...
Was not expecting that at 6 o'clock this morning.
No, this entire week I've been looking out the window, and it's just been, oh, it's a flurry. Oh, it's actually snowing, and now there's accumulation. So, great. But besides the point, the Sabres, I think, are on the up and up, truthfully. Whether it be this season or not, they're not making the playoffs this season. I can say that right now. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope something crazy happens and they end up squeaking their way into a wild card spot. I think that'd be magnificent. I'm not going to sit here and hold out my hope that it's going to happen, but it's not necessarily out of the question. Mathematically, that's what I'm going to say. Realistically, yes. Mathematically, no. We shall wait and see on that. That was a long Sabres chat for about 40 minutes. We've been talking about them, and I think they've sucked the life out of me in these 40 minutes, truthfully, just speaking about them. There's so many guys on that team you like, though, right? They're all likable guys, and that's the tough part about it, is you immediately go to blame the players when a loss like this happens. The coaching staff around Granato is the first thing I say might need to change, and that is what a lot of people might say. But some people think, why not just change out the entire thing? And I'm like, Granato's got the chemistry with the guys. They've won under him. They just, I think, need a better system in place around, like, the power play. No offense to Jeff Skinner. He's great in 5-on-5, amazing in 5-on-5. He cannot play on the power play. He does nothing. The Sabres' power play is stagnant. They're not moving. They're not rotating. They're not moving around. They get in their position on the ice, and boom, that's it. We're going to sit here, cat and mouse them, and just take a random shot into the corner of the net and hope for the best. Sometimes it works. Most of the time, it does not. And their penalty kill's been all right. Like, that's one part that's, I guess, been a little better, but it's nothing spectacular. I just think if you change out the coaches around Granato, maybe you see what goes on there. And I'm not the guy saying, you know, Lindy Ruff right back to Buffalo in the offseason. I don't think that's a great idea because he's already had his chance.
I love Lindy Ruff, but I
don't think he'd work with this team. Maybe make him president of hockey ops. Who knows?
Maybe,
could that happen?
Or, like, I could see Kevin Adams doing that, becoming president of hockey ops, and then Lindy Ruff becoming GM. It's we're fans that want to. It's like when Marv came back and was the GM of the Bills.
We want to recapture
the glory days.
Yep. And unfortunately, Marv Levy, how great of a coach he was, the GM just thing didn't work out because look at the state of the Bills at that point.
I mean, he did get Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson, but it's not necessarily him not working out. It's the team just not being good, right? It's the team just not working. They were playing they played a Toronto series at one point, the Bills, because they were going to maybe move to Toronto. Like, that's ridiculous. And then Bon Jovi wanted to move him to Texas.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Even though one of the CJ Spiller jersey I have has the Toronto series patch on it, the on-field one.
That's fine.
So it's just a
jersey. Nobody's going to get mad about it. If people get mad about a jersey, then that's just...
Yeah. Well,
okay, maybe I'm being hypocritical. Being a hypocrite because I get mad. Like, say, if someone's wearing...
Well, I brought my slug in the other day and...
If someone's wearing a jersey that's signed, I'm like,
yeah, no,
what are you doing?
I understand signed jerseys if it's like, you know, to an event or something like that. But sitting out at Highmark Stadium in slushy, dirty snow on the bleachers with a signed Josh Allen jersey is disgusting to me. That can't happen.
You see it more in hockey.
Because you're indoors and stuff like that, right? You don't have to worry about the elements unless you're at the Winter Classic, essentially. So, I don't know. It's not to dwell, but I can't. I at the beginning of the season, I'm quoted saying, I cannot wait for the season to start. You can quote me now, and I have been quoted now saying, I can't wait for this season to be over so they can go into the offseason, do what they need to do. I think Kevin Adams is going to have a more aggressive offseason than last season. I think he realizes what needs to be done. And I think you're going to have Levi and Lukanen as your goalie rotation next season because clearly Eric Comrie is not the one they want. So I think you're going to end up going from there, but... It's going to be a roller coaster the next year. Granato's getting his extension. It kicks in this offseason. And it's just kind of like, okay, I guess investing.
That's kind of where I'm against the whole firing thing. So how long is the extension? What, 4 years?
Let me double check on that.
Either way, you're basically now just going to make him... You're going to pay him to not coach, and I'm tired of having to pay players to not play and pay coaches to not coach.
So December 21st.
And pay GMs to not GM.
Yeah. December 21st, 2023, two-year contract extension, securing his position through the 2025-26 season, worth just under $2 million per season.
All right.
Well, excluding bonuses. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. That's not horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe... If he gets through this year without getting fired, he's probably going to be the hottest seat in the NHL.
Well, he's the sixth longest tenured head coach in the NHL. And what does that tell you about the turnover in the NHL?
It's weird to think of how often coaches get fired. Think about the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have a bad week in your can.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You could be first in one bad week and then out of here.
Exactly. No, it's... The next couple seasons for the Sabres are going to be interesting. it's going to be a season that kind of tells you who they are, I guess. And yeah, we're gonna take a quick time out here, maybe get some more calls in the next break. We're going to do the booty cheek of the week, so stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.